NA1SS, this is WH6BN. Do you copy? Over.
NA1SS is reading you loud and clear. It's over.
Go ahead, Bentley.
I'm Emma. What is the maximum human capacity of the International Space Station? Over.
Well, first of all, greetings to Bentley School. Great pleasure to have you on board the International Space Station today. Just wanted to say a big thank you and hello to all these students, faculty, and staff down there, as well as to my sister, Sandy. And to answer your question, Emma, the maximum human capacity of the ISS right now, well, we are operating with a crew of two, but soon we'll go back up to a crew of three. And the maximum capacity at after finished assembly will be 6 to 7 people. Over.
This is Sean. There are over 170 components on the space station. How heavy does the space station weigh?
Well, Sean, right now the space station mass is about 200 tons. And after we finish assembly, it'll be well over 250 tons. Over.
How much? Oh, I'm Sierra. How much spare time do you have, and what do you do for entertainment during that time? Over.
Well, hello, Sierra. Actually, we don't have all that much free time. We're usually pretty busy, but when we do have some time in the evenings or on the weekends, we mostly enjoy looking out the windows and taking pictures. However, we also have other things for entertainment. We have some DVDs and music CDs, as well as electronic books. Over.
I'm Andy. The astronauts on the Gemini mission complained that the food was horrible. Many people think space food has improved greatly over the years. What's your favorite space food? Over.
Well, hi, Andy. That's a good question. Space food has been improving and continues to improve over the years. Space food is actually quite good now. We have quite a variety of menu items between the American and the Russian sides. And some of my favorites are the teriyaki beef steaks and also the mashed potatoes with onions. Over.
How is the temperature controlled on the space station? Does it ever get too hot or too cold? Over.
Well, the temperature on the space station can actually be controlled by the crew, and really what we have on board, we have a lot of equipment that generates heat, electrical equipment, and so that heat has to be transferred overboard to the outside of the station. So we can regulate how much that heat is moved to the outside to control the temperature inside. Over.
I'm Brian. We know that during the Mir years, cosmonauts threw trash overboard in bags. What do you think you can do now to prevent space from becoming as polluted as Earth? Over.
Well, Brian, that's a very interesting question. Of course, every now and then we do throw things overboard from the International Space Station, including in the Mir years, some of the garbage. And that's really not as big of a problem as you might think, because what happens is over the course of a few days that the garbage actually, the orbit decays and it burns up in the atmosphere. So it's really not a long-term problem. But we do have to be careful to throw things off in the proper direction at the right speed so that it won't come back and hit us. Over.
Hi, I'm Imani. There are no medical doctors on the space station, so what do you do if one of you gets sick or injured? Over.
A very good question, Iman. What we do is, yeah, neither one of us right now is a medical doctor, but we've both received training in emergency medicine and kind of paramedic training. We've also practiced in hospitals, and so we know how to do first aid and take care of each other and do the first course of action in case of injury or sickness. And, of course, there are teams of doctors on the ground we can consult with over the radio, and in the worst case, we can get in the Soyuz spacecraft and come home. Over.
I'm Max Till. We know good training is important, and you have to do things like swim 3 laps in a flight suit. What's the hardest part about astronaut training? Over.
Well, Max, there's probably no one thing that's really the hardest. You might get different opinions from different people, but I think the biggest thing about astronaut training is just how long it takes to train for a mission and being able to stick with it. For example, for this mission, Salazar and I, we basically trained for about 3.5 years together, first as a backup crew for a previous mission and then as the prime crew. And so there's a lot of long hours there, a lot of studying, a lot of simulator time, a lot of traveling back and forth between the United States and Russia, and it's just can tire you out a little bit. But so probably just staying with it is the hardest part. Over.
I'm Lena. We read in a newspaper article that twice when astronauts went on spacewalks, the space station tilted. Do you know why this is happening or how it can be prevented? Over.
Well, Lena, that is kind of a mystery. We're not really sure why on some of the spacewalks we do, including the one that Saljan and I did a few weeks ago, the space station ended up tilting a little bit. And we believe that's because of the forces that we're putting into the station while we're working. That is, while we're on the outside of the space station, we're holding on to handrails, so every time we turn bolts or have to do something with some force pushing down on the station, that causes a reaction. And so that may be causing the gyroscopes to oversaturate and having to do what we call a desaturation. Over.
I'm Matthew. When you were working for Hexcel, what inspired you to become an astronaut? Over.
Well, Matthew, actually, my dream of becoming an astronaut started much earlier than when I was working at Hexcel. I actually first became interested in being an astronaut when I was about 8 years old, watching the first Apollo moon landing. And so that's a dream that stayed with me ever since, all the way through college and graduate school and into my working life. Over.
Hi, I'm Emily. Were you able to see the tsunami or its destruction? If so, what did it look like from space? Over.
Well, Emily, of course, we were very saddened to hear about the tragedy of the tsunami on board. And we didn't actually see the tsunami, but we were able to see some of the destruction afterwards, and we took some pictures of the devastated region. And you could see where the water had washed away all the grass, vegetation, and everything else. And it was really quite striking. We were able to get some photos of that and send it back to the Earth. Over.
Hi, I'm Sophie. What do you want to see in the future of space exploration? Over.
Well, Sophia, I view that as what we're doing on the space station right now as a stepping stone. What we're doing here is we're learning about spacecraft, how to live in space for a long time, how to build more robust and reliable spacecraft. These are things that we're going to need to build a station to go to Mars.
I'm Evan. We saw in a video that you voted from space. How were you able to vote from space and get the signal back to Earth? Over.
Well, Evan, with the in this age of modern technology, it's actually easier than you might think. What we did was we worked out an email system where I could basically email my votes to the registrar over down in my home county there, and directly to the registrar there, and she was able to open my email using a password and then just tabulate my vote for me. Over.
Hi, I'm Taylor. How did you feel after your 5-hour and 23-minute spacewalk? Over.
Well, Taylor, after this last spacewalk, I felt just like I did during after my other spacewalks that I've done, and that is a little bit tired, very happy, and kind of very upbeat about getting things done. It's a neat feeling, to a great sense of accomplishment to finish the spacewalk. Even though it's physically tiring, it's really a neat thing. Over.
Hi, I'm Julia. Have there been any changes at the ISS since you've been there that you can tell us about? Over.
Well, Julia, there haven't been any changes on the ISS so much. No big changes anyway. During our spacewalk, we did install some experimental equipment outside, so we did make a few changes out there. And during our next spacewalk in a couple of 2 or 3 weeks, we are going to also install some equipment.
Bentley, time to say a group goodbye.
Goodbye!
Bye. NA1SS, this is WH6PN, 73, and Aloha.
Well, that was an excellent conversation.